What were your thoughts about the Bond 2 trial looking at cetuximab and bevacizumab?
Actually, the Bond 2 study demonstrated two different hypotheses. The first one really reinforces the fact that adding the chemotherapy that the patient has failed to treatment with biologics increased the efficacy of biologics. This was demonstrated in the Bond 1 study and has been clearly reinforced in the Bond 2 study. The second important point is that the addition of bevacizumab to this treatment for refractory patients clearly increase not only efficacy in terms of response rate, but also progression-free survival. Really, the facts, the figures that we have observed of progression-free survival in the combination of irinotecan, cetuximab, and bevacizumab are really pretty much higher than what we could expect for these patients in this refractory situation. We should think that most of these patients had previously received not only irinotecan-based chemotherapy, but also oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy. So this is a population pretty refractory to standard chemotherapy treatments.
Sort of reimbursement issues and cost issues aside, do you think that this is a rational combination to be used right now off protocol?
This is a difficult question. I always like to separate scientific issues from reimbursement issues. We are really facing and demonstrating that as much drugs the patient receives, more increase in survival we observe in these patients with advanced colorectal cancer. And this is very clear. There are several studies that have demonstrated that. So for getting the best results, we need all the drugs in place. We are discussing when we do need to administer the drugs, either in the first line, in the second line, in the third line, or even during all the chemotherapy lines. This is a matter of discussion, and several studies are trying to address it. But on the contrary, we have the reimbursement issues. And to be honest, I really feel comfortable because for the first time I have seen here in the States that even physicians from academic centers of really very rich states like Texas or even New York have raised the point that at some time point we will not be able to treat all the patients with all the drugs because really these drugs are very, very expensive and there are possibly no health insurance systems that would be able to afford that. So we have a big issue, and I think that we have to do several studies in trying to profile the population that might better benefit from the treatment, because really there are some patients that will never benefit from the introduction of all the drugs. So we could skip those patients to be treated with these compounds. But on the contrary, we are really seeing some patients that with the avenue of these new chemotherapy drugs and biologics, they reach figures of median survival of more than 25 months, that it's really unusual for the population of advanced colorectal cancer. So we'll have to work a lot on profiling the population and defining which are the prognostic factors that can anticipate which patients are going to benefit more. And actually, from a clinical point of view, there is a population that really might benefit from this multi-agent treatment approach, that is the population that has metastatic disease that is not suitable for surgery at front. But if in this population we are able to shrink the tumor and decrease the size of the metastasis, they will have the possibility of being submitted to salvage surgery. And really, this is a population that has 25 to 40% possibilities of being cured of the metastatic disease. So really, this is one clear population from the clinical point of view, but really we need biologic prognostic factors to better profile all the other patients with metastatic disease that will have never the chance to be submitted to salvage surgery, but they can really benefit a lot, some of them, from these new chemotherapy drugs, chemotherapy and biologic drugs.